The following program is sponsored in part by friends and partners of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries.
If God's grace doesn't do it, you can forget it. If you've got a dream and it's bigger than what you're able to do and it started out amazing and now you're in a place where a lot of activity is just not happening concerning that call and that dream, it's going to take the grace of God. There isn't a grace that God can give you to do a thing. I want you to open your Bible to the book of Zechariah chapter 4. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 1. And the angel, notice this, and the angel that talked with me came again and waked me as a man that is wakened out of his sleep. Talking angel. Verse 5, the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, knowest thou not what these things be? And I said, no, my Lord. Verse 6, then he who, the angel, sent from the Lord, answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain. And he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace, unto it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, the hands of Zerubbabel, this is the angel speaking, have laid the foundation on this house. His hands shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you. Now here's my verse, verse 10. For who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. They are the eyes of the Lord that run to and fro throughout the whole earth. I want to preach to you today about this amazing verse. It's one of my favorite chapters in the Bible, Zechariah chapter 4. It's very meaningful to me as a pastor because it's one of those great promises that has helped us build the church. Zechariah 4 has been a theme, and the Lord dropped something into my spirit about that, the verses I just read. And I've never focused in on just the one that I'm looking at, but that whole bunch of scriptures that I read are powerful, powerful verses. Zerubbabel was sent back to build the temple. It was devastated and destroyed, and he was released from Babylon captivity to go back. He had favor with the king of Babylon to rebuild the temple and rebuild the walls and the city. And as he went back, it started off great. But then, as the text said, it was like a mountain that was standing before him. He laid the foundation, and then nothing happened. He got it going, but the dream and the vision that God gave him ceased. And the angel, God sent an angel, and the angel said, thus says the Lord to you, Zerubbabel, the mountain that you're facing, God is going to smooth it out. It will move from a massive, uncrossable mountain to a smooth highway and plain, that you will be able to walk right into the promise that God gave you. And then he said something else powerful. And he said, and your hands laid the foundation. God started it. And he said, your hands are going to finish this project. For who has despised the day? Do not despise the day. One translation said, of small beginnings. It's an angel talking about small things, about seemingly insignificant. Don't make little. Don't despise the small start. Don't despise how insignificant it looks like your dream is just so down here when you were believing for so much bigger and so much greater that I was going to do. And I'm preaching today about this angel talking about small things. I want to call it small talk from angels. Zerubbabel was in the dilemma. He was in an unfinished building project. God sent him to rebuild the walls, and now nothing's happening. It's been 10 years. The workers stopped showing up. They were being sued. You can read the story. They were literally being shut down by the government that was against what they were doing in that time. The leaders over that province shut them down time after time. And the project was started, but it was sitting there unfinished for over 10 years. And God sent an angel to a depressed leader, a person who started out with a blaze of a vision and great success, and now it's just not happening. It's just not, there's no progress being made in what Zerubbabel knew God had called him to do. And the angel goes to this depressed leader with a little small talk. He says, let me tell you the key to this whole miracle is don't you despise the little small part that God has started, because if God ever starts something, he is the author and he is the finisher. He will never leave it like it is, even though you've seen nothing taking place for 10 years in that area of your life. The word despise means do not undervalue where you are. Joseph learned to not devalue where he was. And when they threw him in a pit, stripped him of his coat, he was sold into Egyptian slavery. The scripture said when they put him in Potiphar's house, he did not despise the day of small beginnings, but he worked so hard that Potiphar, the chief executioner of Egypt, put him over his whole house. And then when Potiphar's wife lied on Joseph and they threw him into prison for a crime he did not commit, and he served 17 years for a crime he did not commit, he didn't despise where he was. But the Bible said that he worked, and he saw value where he was, and the prisoner captain put him over the entire prison, and the Bible said nothing was done in the prison that was not done through the hands of Joseph. Quit waiting on a big break, and if you're in prison right now, God knows where you are, and God starts something and he'll finish it. And well, I feel like preaching. And after 17 years, God said, since you didn't devalue the little things, I'm about in 24 hours to take you from the prison to the palace, and you're going to sit at the right hand of the king. Sometimes God will drop you in the middle of the strangest places and say, do it here. He took Ezekiel and dropped him in a graveyard and said, have at it. Have a revival. There's nothing here but bones, Lord. Despise not the day of small beginnings. I hate to tell you all this, but there's just not enough wonderful places. And if you're in ministry, there's not enough great churches just to give you one. So God will drop you into places and he'll say, let me see some passion. Let me see some prayer. Let me see some sweat. Let me see some tears. Build it. And when you get weary, endurance has to be transformed into adventure. The Lord told Jeremiah in the 29th chapter, tell the elders of Babylon who are down there in Babylonian captivity and they want to come home to Jerusalem. Jerusalem is where the glory is. That's wonderful. And Babylon is such a wicked place. It's such an evil place. He said, you tell those elders there that are whining and complaining. Listen to what he said. Build houses, plant gardens, and sow and seek peace and prosperity in the city that I have put you. Pray for the peace of the city because it will prosper. And if it prospers, you will prosper. In other words, sometimes God says, build houses and plant gardens. I don't care how bad it is. And that's kind of how you feel about America right now. It looks bad, looks dark. But you know what? We're the church and we're in Babylon right now. We're not home yet. We're not in New Jerusalem. So what are we going to do? We're going to build houses. We're going to plant gardens. We're going to be the light. We're going to stand up for what's right. We're going to preach the truth. We're going to get out and vote. We're going to say, this is our nation. And bless God, hell can't have our schools. It can't have our marriages. It can't have our communities. It can't have our cities. It can't have our constitution. It can't have any of it. Give me a big amen, somebody. I remember when I was so discouraged when we just were just fighting so many battles and needed so much, so many resources. One time the devil said, why don't you just quit? Why don't you get? Just felt like, I didn't hear his audible voice, but boy, he was riding me. It's like just a lot of stuff going on. Just quit, just quit, just quit. Why don't you give up? I said out loud, because I'm called, you fool. And I'm never going to give up. And I will not despise the day of small beginnings. Hallelujah. What are you saying? I'm saying right where you are, God can bless you. Right where you are, God can use you. Right where you are, God can raise you from insignificance to great impact for His glory. And I don't know who feels like giving up, but the Lord told me to tell you, He's the God who can take the small things and multiply exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can ask or think. I'm going to ask you to stand to your feet. And it seems like such a small thing that I'm going to ask you. But I feel like saying to every person in this room, if you don't know you're right with God, this is your altar call. If you've got trouble in your home or in your life, this is your altar call. If you're in a painful season when it looks like your dream is drying up and dying, God does not want you to quit and give up. I don't believe you're here by accident. I believe that there's glory in the insignificant. When God breathes on it, it will live. And if I'm preaching to you and you know it, get out of your seat and come stand right down here. Now, I'm not going to do this long. It's not how long we pray. It's the small prayers. It's the small belief. It's all it takes is a mustard seed of faith. And if, especially, this is what I feel, you're fighting for your dream right now. You're fighting. You know you need to see a breakthrough. You've worked hard, and you need to see a breakthrough. Come on. I need this church to just lift your hands all over this room. And maybe there's trouble in your home. Shout the grace of God. If the grace of God doesn't do it, you sure can't do it. If you've got a son on drugs or daughter on drugs or alcohol or whatever, nothing. Just see the small things God's doing. He can turn it around if you'll believe. And everybody pray, Jesus, I give you the small things. I will not despise the day of small beginnings. I'm a little frustrated. I'm in a season where it feels like I'm in the hall and you're behind the door doing big stuff for other people, but it's not happening where I am. But that's changing now because I've heard a word from the Lord. I've got some small talk from angels, and I will not despise the day of small beginnings. Now throw your hands up and say, Lord, I receive your grace. I receive your help. I receive your miracles. I receive your power. I receive it in Jesus' name. Sing it with everything you've got. Say to the mountain, you're going to be a smooth plane. Your hands are going to finish it by God's grace. Receive it today. Receive it today. Don't mistake where you are as death pains. It's birth pains. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible unto you. Nothing is impossible unto you. And he heard. Watch this. Finish it. All right, now listen to me. Listen to me. I felt the Lord check me, and he said, I want you to challenge the young people, the youth that are in this room. I'm going to transplant my dream for their life. I don't know why I said forward. I don't know why I feel this, but I want teenagers. I want college students. I want. If you're in your 20s and under, this is crazy. I've never done this, but I want you to get on this stage with me because today's going to be a day when God, because you got to know your purpose. You got to know your purpose. You got to know your purpose. You got to find your purpose. And you don't decide it. Listen to me carefully. You don't decide your purpose. It was put in you the day you were conceived. And this is an important service. Because if God's grace comes on you to do a thing, nobody can hold you back. Nobody can stop you. Nobody can tell you how far you can go and how high. God puts a dream in his people. Because if our young people don't have a vision, they become unrestrained. They'll waste years of their life doing crazy stuff. But when you got a vision for your life, it keeps you disciplined. And he says, don't you despise the day of small beginnings. Don't you devalue who you are, who God is, and his dream and purpose for your life. Because I'm going to put things in your heart to do, and I'm going to give you the grace to do it. Now, this is how it happens. I was 20 years old when God called me to preach. How many of you are 20? Let me see your hand. 20-year-olds. Raise your hand if you're 20-year-old. Keep it up. I was you. Come here, son. I was you. That's when, now, if I had devalued the call and said, well, you know, God found me at 20 years of age and said, I have called you to do a thing. And you're just as called as I am in whatever field God puts in your heart. But you got to seek the Lord. You got to seek the Lord. If you just kind of, some people keep waiting on something to happen. If you're not careful, you're going to wait your whole life. So what is key is at a young, early age to really commit to God and say, show me the way. Isn't this beautiful? You're so important to us. You're so important to the kingdom of God. And you're not going to be perfect. And you're going to mess up. And you're going to do stupid things. That's part of life. But if you'll keep holding on to God, hold the line. Just get out front and hold the line and say, you know what? I'm going to stand for Jesus. Care what other people do. I'm going to stand for Jesus. It's awesome. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, here they come. Come on, this is beautiful. This is great. And some of you, the Lord wants you to get on a stage because you've been burying your talent, and he wants you to stand on this stage because it's the beginning. And it may be in theater, it may be in music, it may be in arts, I don't know. But it's good for you to be on this stage because God says, I want you to have influence on people in mighty ways. You are called, I just want to say it like I want to say, God's calling you to greatness, not mediocrity, greatness. Hallelujah. Stretch your hand this way. And all of you just lift your hands up toward heaven. You say, I ain't never done that. Well, welcome to a new thing. Come on. And what you're saying is, God, I'm grabbing your hand. And together we're going to do your will. Lead me and guide me. Now pray right now. And I want them to begin to sing this song. And I want you to just close your eyes. And I want you to say, Jesus, I surrender everything to you. I'm stressed out, worried about how I'm going to do it and what I'm supposed to do and where I'm supposed to go. So I just give up and I give everything over to you. Use me. Now begin to worship him all over this room. Sing and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Use me. Use my gifts. Use my talents. I will not despise the day of small beginnings. Small beginnings. This is a big moment. This is a moment that will mark it. I sought the Lord. Sing it. I sought the Lord.
It's not by chance that you're watching this message. God, I believe, has placed you right where you are to hear this word and to know that His love, His mercy, His grace is reaching for you. He loves you. Make Him the Lord of your life today. Simply pray this prayer. Say, Jesus, forgive me, cleanse me, save me. I can change. I know you can change me. Give me a new heart. Start there. Give me a new heart today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And if you prayed with me, we would love to hear from you. And I can't end this broadcast without thanking every one of you for your remarkable partnership with us on all of the urgent projects in the nation of Israel. Right now, during this time of war, we're building for the Northern Israel Emergency Center. This project is desperately needed, and, you know, really, time is of the essence. Iran fired over 300 drones and many ballistic missiles towards Israel. We need your help to speed up the building process and complete this life-saving emergency center. When you begin to bless what God loves, and He certainly loves Israel, He certainly is for Israel, there is a blessing on you and your family. And when you curse it, there is a curse that comes. And that's what is so disturbing about what we see on the news today, is major universities have students who are saying, we are Hamas. We want to murder Israel. We want to destroy Israel. We want them wiped out from the river to the sea. I'm telling you that we are living in times when we need to be the salt and the light of the earth and be a part of helping us bless the nation of Israel. There's no question where this ministry stands. Watch this and you'll find out how you can get involved in blessing the nation of Israel.
For the past 5 years, Jensen Franklin Media Ministries, together with our friends and partners around the globe, have partnered with the Jewish National Fund to help fund major life-saving projects in Israel. These amazing projects have already saved so many lives during the attacks on October 7th from Hamas on Israel's southern border. Now, in the north, over 300 Iranian drones and ballistic missiles were launched at Israel. The area that was most targeted is just 30 minutes north of the Sea of Galilee, right on the border with Lebanon and Syria. This area has no medical facilities in case of an emergency. Right now, Jewish people living in the area must travel an hour or use Life Flight to receive medical attention. That's why Jensen Franklin Media Ministries is stepping up in another major effort in Israel and providing the Northern Israel Emergency Center. There is no longer a threat of war, but a dark reality that war is here. You can help save lives through the Northern Israel Emergency Center. We need your help to build this hospital and provide emergency medical care to communities where it is needed the most. There is a blessing promised to those who bless Israel found in Genesis 12:3. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. We believe God has strategically positioned us to play a role in protecting and blessing the nation of Israel. Be a part of the blessing. Call now or go online today. This program has been sponsored in part by friends and partners of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries. We hope you've enjoyed this teaching by Jensen Franklin, and thank you for your continued support of this ministry. Your prayers and financial support make these programs possible. For more information about this message and other ministry resources, visit us online at jensenfranklin.tv.